D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
Well, it is Wednesday. It is 4:15. That makes it, unfortunately, time to discuss the passing of another week and another person eligible for the trifecta. Do we have everybody present with us? And that includes, of course, the tickets, Donovan Lewis, the tie-breaking voter. Hi, Donnie.
Well, it's Donnie and Carmelo.
It's Donnie and Carmelo? Wow. Well, welcome, Donovan. Donovan, you may or may not know, is a very important part of the trifecta now. We now have seven voters, and it takes four to put somebody in the trifecta. And we are, in fact, saddened to consider the work of Johnny Gaudreau, Johnny Hockey, who passed last Thursday with his brother, Matthew Gaudreau. By the way, is this a new trifecta?
DJ? Yeah, working on room 403.
Okay. Well, Johnny Gaudreau was a fantastic hockey player. 11 seasons in the National Hockey League, of which he was an all-star on seven different occasions. He, let's see, started with the Calgary Flames and was drafted in the fourth round because he was a diminutive hockey player. And one that there were a lot of questions on whether he could hold up at the NHL level, despite winning the Hobie Baker Award at Boston College, where he was the top player in college hockey. That's what Hobie Baker is. It's a Heisman for hockey.
And when is the NHL going to learn that it doesn't matter?
What's that? That size doesn't matter?
Yeah,
no, I agree.
They're discounting guys for their size. How many times do we have to see, like, Martin St. Louis or Theo Fleury?
Absolutely.
Yeah, anyway.
No, you're right.
I've been saying that for years.
I know you have, Donnie.
It's the platform you'll die on.
He was a rookie in his all-star in his rookie season. And from there, just pretty much went on to be a very, very productive pro with Calgary year after year after year, and was able to score. Let's see. Let me make sure I have this right. He, at Boston College, he scored 36 goals in 40 games in his final season, then went to the NHL, started out as a rookie with 24 goals and 40 assists his rookie year, then 30 and 48, and just went on to be productive, 24 and 60 for 84 points. Then the next year, 2019, 99 points in 82 games. Then his final year in Calgary, 40 goals, 75 assists, 115 points. And that was the year they beat the Dallas Stars in the playoffs. He was a all-star in 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 22, and 23. And just a phenomenal hockey player through and through. Creative with the puck. And one of those guys that you absolutely wanted to see when he came to town. And also, not that this matters to everybody, but it matters to me, was an American-born hockey star. And let's be honest, we haven't had as many as we'd like all the time. So for this guy to play not only for Calgary and then Columbus, but also for Team USA on a number of occasions, it gave us great pride that Johnny Hockey was as good as he was. However, signed a big free agent deal in Columbus. And that was a seven-year, $68 million deal, an average of 9.75 per season, accepting less money than offered by Calgary, even, to go play in Columbus. His decision to play in Columbus was pretty stunning, that he would do that and go to a place that wasn't really thought of as that terribly desirable, but he wanted to go play in the States, and so he did.
I wonder if his wife is from somewhere around there, if that had anything to do with it.
You know, that's a very good question. He's from New Jersey, and in fact, he died very close to his hometown, if I'm not mistaken. But represented the United States at the World Championships in 2018 and the World Juniors in 2013. In fact, that 2013 team won the gold, which is a pretty rare thing for the United States as well. So he was great in international play. He joined, he was in the World Cup of Hockey in 2016. And married his wife Meredith in September of 2021. They just hit their third wedding anniversary, unfortunately, a couple days after his death. So I guess officially did not quite reach their third wedding anniversary. On the night of August 29th, he and his brother Matthew were struck and killed by a drunk driver in New Jersey. And it's always a horrible tragedy in our sports, of course, to lose any of our favorites, but especially active in their career, still very, very solid players and snuffed out in just a moment.
Those photos are starting to circulate too, because that happened the night before the wedding, right?
Yes.
So I think that there were like wedding pictures that they had already taken.
Rehearsal or something?
I guess so, but they're in a tux with flanking their sister. Like,
just the worst story ever.
It really, really is. It's just insane.
The details of his death are all very, very sad and sickening, but not necessarily about the life of a hockey player that it seems like most in the league had great regard for. In fact, one of the young and up-and-coming Americans, Cole Caulfield, a favorite of mine who plays for Montreal and was a Wisconsin Badger, thought so highly of Johnny that he is changing his number henceforth to Johnny's 13, and will wear that for the remainder of his career.
Now, this is an interesting case, and Donovan, see if you agree with this, because what if this would have been, what if Johnny Gaudreau would have been 75 years old and had this same resume? You know what I'm saying? Like, he was a seven-time All-Star. He played in a wherever in the NHL, whether it was Columbus or Calgary or wherever. And we took him in, or like, we're trying to get him into the trifecta. Would it be enough?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
But it's just like
All-Star?
Yeah, I'm saying.
But it's like the rock star is dying early.
It is.
And trying to play it out a little bit in his career, thinking that he may be a Hockey Hall of Famer. It kind of sounds like it. I don't know. But I see what you're saying. His early young death definitely puts in the mind frame of, man, he had, you know, a lot to go. So maybe he's worthy of the trifecta.
Will he be in the Hall of Fame? I mean, he will, I think, just because of this. But would he have been?
I mean, he's a point-a-game guy over 700 games. 743 points in 763 games. And very productive also in the playoffs. If we found a 70-year-old who passed away who had been to 7 All-Star games, I think I would put him in. I feel, obviously, with the tragedy that Johnny Gaudreau is a complete no-brainer.
Yeah, we had to talk to DJ before the segment and say, look, man, just enough
go
with the
easy,
jokes.
Go
yeah,
easy.
Let's just put him in.
By the way,
I'm going to move on.
Just censoring me once again for my opinions.
I know.
By the way, the driver, Sean Higgins, he's been charged with 2 counts of vehicular homicide.
Mm-hmm.
He has also been suspended from his job at a substance abuse rehab facility.
God, I saw that.
Good Lord.
He works at a rehab place.
And he's drinking behind the wheel.
Yeah, and had 5 or 6 in the car, I believe, right?
Well, 5 or 6 before he got in the car, and then he had 1 behind the wheel.
I just can't. Donnie, what do you say?
I say no-brainer.
He's in.
That was
the
no
leading
threw me
no.
off. Yeah.
When
no brainer.
No brainer.
Like, Donnie really hates hockey.
A no brainer meaning yes.
What if his claim fee would have cut off right then, though? I'll say no. Wait. Golly.
Lando?
Yeah, he's in. And screw that guy that killed him.
No doubt. Double down on that.
There you go, Lando.
All right, that's 3. Anyone else? Quick yes? Anyone want to be heard against?
Yes. Of course.
All right. Okay.
Oh, boy, Jay.
Yes.
Okay.
Jay.
He's shaking his head no when he's saying yes.
No, I told DJ in here I feel like a jerk if I said no.
Yes.
But
again, it is.
Okay, but blind ballot, would you say yes or no?
Yes, because I know who he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Johnny Gaudreau, rest in peace. Normally, we don't have to say death is sad, but a 31-year-old active like all-star, it just, that's the worst.
At his sister's wedding with his brother.
It's just so many things.
The with your brother on a bike the night before your sister's wedding, that just makes it the worst of all time.
Ever.
Gosh.
Ever. Donnie, thank you. And Donovan, tomorrow we'll do the Birdhouse at 11:30. I'll be up here in studio.
Yes. How are you feeling?
And back pitch okay? Returns. The back is we're working on it, Donovan.
Because he told me you've been carrying the show. That's why your back is hurting.
I told Donovan, dude, I don't know if I can make it. I got a back appointment. I don't know how long it's going to take. I told him what happened, lifting up the walker, and he was like, well, I figured it's because you keep talking about how you're carrying the show.
Well, I think the best thing of all time, Donnie, is if someone hurts their back picking up a walker. I've kind of giggled about that a few times, despite the fact I don't like to see him.
Yeah, right. It's almost like he needs that. It's almost like New Orleans all over again.
It is.
Do you need the wheelchair and the helmet?
I don't want the helmet. I don't want the wheelchair.
Everybody pray for Donnie.
I do.
Or Corby.
Yeah.
You don't have to pray for Donnie. Well, you can pray for Donovan if you want, I guess. I don't know. Thank you, Donnie.
Bye, Donnie.
Bye, boys.
Appreciate you.